Hi everyone, Sane Made here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Bob the Builder, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sane Man, I wanted to ask why so many people complain about men spending money on their hobbies. I've had complaints from guys' wives because of my gaming setup. I didn't spend that much on it. Yet their women complain about how it's such a waste of money. Their significant other tells them that I need to grow up and that I'm lucky to have a wife that handles it and that she's okay with it. She told her friends and family point blank. That I drink one beer every week, I don't smoke, gamble, or do drugs. That the bills are paid and I help around the house. So why shouldn't I be playing games? But why on earth would women complain about this one thing now? Basically me gaming to unwind after work. She says she likes watching the RPGs I play and will ask about the stuff about the storyline. If she missed something. During our first date, I saw a figure of a Transformer that I wanted. I told her how much I would have gotten it if she wasn't there. She even knew the difference between an Autobot and a Decepticon. This was before the Michael Bay movies. That's when I knew I wanted to be with her. I came home one day and she said not to expect a birthday present because she got me this today. It was a box of a sold-out console. She got it for me because, according to her, I'm always doing so much for her. My birthday was still 2 months away at that point. She even played Minecraft years later just to see what our son was on about. She was even so old school that she denies she's the one that likes all of this. She has a game series that she likes and owns about 15 different games and still looking for the 16th one. But she's not a gamer according to her. We also have a timetable to see who gets to play when. For real. I saw her arguing with our kid because it was her turn. A while back she showed me videos of women talking about how a handbag is an investment. But I didn't really get how. Men don't really fake their hobbies or interests or necessities as investments. I've known guys that were able to turn them into a profit. Specifically my uncle who collects coins and baseball cards. Since I don't really need it, it was expected that our hobbies would have such room for other necessities. I'd like to hear what you think. Thanks again. Well, Bob, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. The thing about women that support a man's hobby, like gaming, is that you never know if they're just supporting us because they actually like gaming, or if they're just doing it to be the female chameleon. Call me paranoid, but how do you know that your partner didn't just research the Transformers before going out on the first date with you, before the film came out, almost 20 years ago now? Telling me you made your relationship decision based on a common interest like a Decepticon is crazy. How do you know that she's not a Decepticon chameleon in disguise? In the early to mid-2000s, I think you're pretty safe though. I was with someone in my early 20s that I met in the late 90s, and she was into gaming, Masters of the Universe, and other nerd culture because she was a nerd. It's hard to know today if a woman is actually a female chameleon and only pretending to like the same games and culture as you do, that she has the same hobbies. Why is it that a lot of people say that women don't have hobbies in the manosphere, when women actually do, including travel, gardening, ballroom dancing, and taking selfies, among other things? Men don't see these things as hobbies because we don't see them as activities worthy of doing. Even now that many women are into gaming, the mantra is still that women don't have hobbies, even while invading mostly male ones. Again, I don't know where this idea in the manosphere came from that women don't actually have those hobbies. Women have become increasingly masculine, and that's why I think they like gaming now. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to men don't think that women have hobbies, even when we see evidence to the contrary Clown World show. The first time I saw a single girl playing a real-time strategy game was back in 2014. She didn't even have a boyfriend to be a chameleon for, and she was enjoying herself playing what was a decked-out girly version of Dune 2 from 1992. Women are late to the trends. In this case, she was 20 years late. That was the first time I knew women were into gaming, and that it wasn't a female chameleon routine anymore. I had gamer friends in the 2000s that remained single up until around 2005 to 2010, when suddenly they found some gamer girls that were thin and attractive. I was skeptical at first and didn't believe them. This is before I went my own way. Women, they were playing Minecraft from the beginning around 2010 before it was fully released. As for why women hate men's hobbies, when they aren't trying to take part or copy them, it's not so much a waste of money as much as it's a waste of attention the man can actually be giving them. Yes, money matters because if she can convince her partner to stop spending it on his hobby, then she's more likely to be able to spend on hers or on her nesting instinct to decorate and renovate their home. I can't tell you how many guys I've seen that have had to sell their sports cars, toy collections, or would come home and their wife would have basically left those in the trash. Also, Bob, it was a bold move telling your partner you liked to play with toys on the first date. Weren't you worried she was going to dump you right then on the spot? You also write that men don't fake our hobbies. Not all women fake them either, but you don't know if she's lying or not. Many women will fake them to get a man, and there's no way for you to know if she's really interested in sports or gaming to get closer to you, or if she's just doing it because she enjoys it. I remember years ago going to the Toronto lacrosse games and there was a female fan there that was sitting in the front row with season's tickets, cheering like a maniac. That's a fan. But whenever I'd go to the Blue Jays games, there were thousands of thoughts and jerseys there trying to meet men. I even saw one recently complaining on Twitter or X that she got all dressed up for the Toronto baseball game, and no men approached her. Wah. It's hard to know these days if it's a genuine interest or made up to get a man. Unlike the way it was in the 90s, early 2000s, before women having male hobbies was a popular thing. I remember back in 1991 going to a Star Trek convention, and there were women dressed up as Klingons and Orion slave girls. Those were actual cosplay fans back when William Shatner was calling them losers for being fans. Star Trek was their hobby just like it is mine. Today there are also plenty of gamer girls out there. I thought average or even above average attractive gamer girls were a myth, until I started meeting them around 2007 or 8, dating those friends that they eventually married. The only way you know if they're genuine is if you met them way back then. Bob, I also think you're right about some men turning their hobbies or interests into investments. I've made tons of money off my travels, and when I buy used Lego a lot of the time, I can sell the rare minifigures for 5 times the price that I paid, with regards to a 20-pound container of Lego. One guy I buy Lego from pays for his entire hobby that way. I'll tell you one community that's not very popular among women just yet, and that's the Bitcoin community. If it ever gets to $1 million, you'll see women all over it. Right now, it's mostly the YouTubers Natalie Brunel and Lady of Crypto. Most of the people she talks to are men in the space. It's not so much a hobby as it is a religion, because money is a belief system, and Bitcoin is one that women haven't converted over to en masse, the way that they have with sports and superhero fandom. But the cooch is coming to Bitcoin. You can count on it. Women's hobbies, if they overlap with men's hobbies, usually have to do with making themselves as attractive as possible to the opposite sex, even if they aren't in it for their own personal enjoyment. Bob, it's great that you found a woman that's into the same hobbies that you are, and that doesn't want to make you stop them. I think women into the same hobbies as males is a recent development over the last 25 years. I've never met older women that were into the same things. They were usually into the world of women and decorating their homes and having dinner parties and showing off status to other women. But as our society has been crumbling socially, women have embraced male working roles. So are you really that surprised when they start adopting male hobbies too? The women that don't understand gaming and want a guy to stop doing it don't understand that when you pass a level or mission, you get a false sense of accomplishment. That's why more guys than ever are into gaming. For many, their lives suck and they haven't really accomplished much on this planet. But spending a few hours playing a game tricks their brain into releasing the same high they'd get if they were writing a song, making a video, or cleaning their room, bucko. All without actually having to get off their sofa. That's why it's so popular. It's all part of men being human doings and women being human beings. But now with so many women having their own careers, they're also human doings, so it makes sense that they start taking on the same pastimes as men. But now I'm just rambling like an idiot. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Bob the Builder for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Bob only smashed his wife and knocked her up because she knew who Megatron was. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the female chameleons that only pretend to like the same hobbies as you, so you'll commit to them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.